When Bill O'Reilly takes on Mark Levin.
Joining us from Washington, constitutional attorney and radio talk show host Mark Levin.
O'Reilly knows Mark's reputation.
Now, you're a liberal guy, Mr. Levin. Smart guy.
And Mark puts O'Reilly on the spot.
Bill, let me ask you a question. Do you think it's authoritarian that the government taxes you to pay for police force?
You asked a very good question, and I'll give you an excellent answer.
But O'Reilly isn't the only one who enjoys the debate.
Mark Levin, terrific stuff.
One of our favorite liberals. Those points are absolutely well taken.
Mark, you and I have been on TV a lot talking about this lately.
So what do we know about Mark Levin?
Radio talk show host Mark Levin, constitutional lawyer and former attorney with the House Judiciary Committee.
That's right, Megyn Kelly.
Mark Levin is the nationally syndicated talk radio host, constitutional attorney, and Harvard-trained economist who appears on TV because of his expertise.
There are two ways to stimulate an economy, right? There's monetary policy and fiscal policy. Monetary policy, that's what the Federal Reserve does. They already have their pedal to the metal. They're already lending at practically zero. Banks can get any money as much as they want. Businesses are sitting on more cash now than they have in 50 years. They're not spending it.
I think Mark raises a good point here.
Mark Levin knows how Washington really works. As Congressman Barney Frank's legislative counsel on Capitol Hill, Mark drafted laws for the Judiciary, Homeland Security, and Financial Services Committee.
I wrote part of the original version of the Patriot Act, the good one, the one that everyone agreed on.
But Mark Levin is probably most well known for what he carries in his pocket.
Here's Mark. Mark's looking at his constitution.
You always know we've hit stride when Mark pulls out his constitution.
That's right.
He can wave his constitution all he wants.
I respect the law and I respect the constitution.
We know. I mean, how many people walk around with it in their pocket?
I got it right here. I happen to have my constitution right here.
Get out your constitution, Chef.
I've got it right here.
And he takes his constitution seriously.
Now, I am a liberal strict constructionist. I believe literally in the terms of the constitution. Tax and spend clause, there's a commerce clause, there's a necessary and
proper clause,
there's general welfare clause. Immigration is a federal standard. It is federal standard according to the Constitution.
Mark, I love that you have your facts straight.
Liberals believe that blacks are people and therefore are protected under the 14th Amendment. Conservatives believe that corporations are people. Now, liberals say corporations aren't human beings. They're not people.
But Mark Levin's passion isn't limited to economics, politics, and law.
He also has definite opinions on foreign policy.
The point of what Vice President Biden was saying is there's a smarter strategy, that Afghanistan is a very poor, very mountainous country. It's very hard to occupy every single town and hamlet.
Mark Levin.
The most pro-American people in the Middle East are the Iranian people, even though they're led by a bunch of dangerous whack jobs.
Mark Levin.
The more civilians we kill, the more terrorists sometimes we create.
Ashley, are you as reasonable as Mark is?
And he finds support for his liberal values everywhere.
Even the Bible.
The prophets go to the king and say, no, you're not in charge. You are second in command, as it were. God is in charge. You have to follow God's laws. And the king says, hey, I'm king. And they say, no, you're not. God is king. If there is a higher law than the king, then you really can't have a justified dictatorship. It's the beginning of democracy, I would argue, right there in our Bible.
You're making a pretty good argument.
Mark Levin breaks stories you won't hear anywhere else, giving you the perspective of Syrian fighters in the middle of a war zone.
We broke the story here about the battles in Damascus, and we knew about them because of our guest. His name is Abu Yassam. It's the middle of the night, 4 a.m. What is going on?
There's a massacre that's committed in one of the areas south of Damascus. 97 civilians got killed.
And Mark Levin has the inside scoop on unusual investigative stories.
Tonight we focus on American cults, unlicensed treatment facilities, and boot camps, where deceived parents fork over their life savings and sentence their innocent children to months, even years, of rape and torture.
I had more rights in jail. I should have been in jail.
When you wrote your parents, could you tell them the truth?
No. I couldn't say, please help me.
They
please
restrained
get me. Out
me.
Of here.
They duct taped a girl. They handcuffed her. No.
If I had normal parents, if I did that, they read every single thing that was going on.
They monitor.
I couldn't make a phone call. I couldn't dial 911. I couldn't call my boyfriend. Please get me out of here. Please get your parents to get me out of here. Nothing. I was trapped. Trapped.
Mark Levin is all over TV, Fox, CNBC, MSNBC, CNN, Headline News. Even Jon Stewart featured Mark's clips on The Daily Show.
Leave Wall Street alone, and then they ruin the economy. Leave the oil companies alone, and then they ruin the Gulf. You can't trust the corporations to police themselves.
On TV, Mark displays a fast wit.
Mark Levin, look at him. He's already warming up.
But on radio, he has more time to speak from the heart.
From the heart.
The Trayvon Martin case hit me very hard. To me, this case was all about fear. And so I just wanted to make a plea to do what the president said to do today, to talk with each other, to get outside your element, to talk with people who are not like yourself. If you're white, talk to black people. If you're black, talk to white people. Talk to Asians, talk to Latinos, talk to Jews, talk to gay people. Black people say to me, well, there are not many gay blacks in our community. And I say, well, come with me. I'll show you a gay bar entirely full of blacks. People don't know what's out there unless they talk. And I'll just say this. If somebody comes to you and asks you a stupid question, maybe even a racist question, maybe a question that betrays a lack of understanding, try to see whether their question comes from malice or ignorance. I dare say most of the time it'll come from ignorance. And when I was on Black Talk Radio and someone would ask me an ignorant question, I would answer the best of my ability. A lot of times it'd be about Jewish things, and I wouldn't be offended because I'd much rather people ask the question and answer it honestly than talk behind my back and believe all kinds of craziness. So if someone comes and asks you a question, it may well be ignorant. Teach them. Teach them. We can do this.
Every week, Mark hosts Mark Levine's Inside Scoop on Washington,
Pacifica's Raucous Caucus,
and the nationally syndicated Leslie Marshall Show.
Mark especially enjoys engaging with his listeners.
Dave in Buffalo. Hello, Dave. How are you?
I agree with you about the government not getting involved in things that should be left to the state.
Okay.
I'm so glad that you've said that, because I've been arguing that for a long time. Then you'll believe the policy on abortion should be left to the state.
To me, abortion comes down to the Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment to the Constitution says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, papers, and effects shall not be violated except with probable cause and so forth. In other words, you don't just have the right to be secure in your papers. It's not just the government can't search you without a warrant. That's true. But you also have the right to be secure in your persons, your actual being. The government cannot take me and haul me off to prison without having probable cause to believe I've committed a crime. Nor can they force me to cut off my arm or mutilate my body or make me take some poison. They cannot force me to do things with my body that I don't want to do unless they have probable cause to believe I've committed a crime. That to me is a very strong argument that you cannot force a woman to do with her body what she doesn't want to do. I want you to think about the Fourth Amendment.
Because a person gets rights under the Constitution. I don't believe it's at the moment of birth. I believe it's at the moment of life.
You know how we know who's a person under the Constitution? It says so in the 14th Amendment. It says all persons born or naturalized in the United States are citizens of the United States. To be a citizen of the United States, you must be born. Doesn't say conceived. You must be born or naturalized. Naturalized, of course, is if you're a citizen of another country and you take the oath of citizenship and so forth, you become an American citizen. Well, I guarantee you a fetus can't take the oath of citizenship. They've never naturalized a fetus ever in American history. The Constitution is clear under the 14th Amendment and the 4th Amendment that persons are those that are born and that women have a right to be secure in their persons.
Discover how Mark Levine will give your audience a new perspective on the day's top stories, events, and issues.
Make him a part of your station's lineup,
and you'll have your audience talking.
Not everyone will like him.
I didn't go to Harvard.
Yeah,
I can even say that, Mr. Levine, you are wrong.
Rush Limbaugh is definitely not a fan.
Mark Levine, not Levin, Mark Levine, who is an attorney.
A blooming idiot, a glittering jewel of colossal ignorance.
But some folks just might change their mind.
You know, it was really nice having an intelligent conversation with someone on this radio station.
Mark Levine.
I think Mark raises a good point here.
Mark Levine, terrific stuff.
Mark Levine, not Levin, Mark Levine.
Mark, I love that you have your facts straight.
Mark Levine. For affiliate information, contact Radio Links Broadcast Marketing today
at 480-993-3150. 480-993-3150.